Well, now to a problem that I don't think would get solved in just one meeting, because it sounds like it's a fairly serious one, a very serious one indeed. Under the headline in Business Day Today, Council, quote, worsens shortage of nurses. Writer Tamar Khan reflects on a complaint that is being levelled by many in the private healthcare sector. These are delegates to the annual Hospital Association of South Africa conference, which is taking place this week. They are saying that the South African Nursing Council is blocking the training of new nurses by preventing private hospitals who want to take on more students and train them from doing so. It's a problem that is coming at a really bad time in South Africa as our shortage of nurses worsens. So to get the perspective of the National Health Department, Dr. Kwebi Mare is Director for Nursing Education at Training at National Health. Dr. Mare, welcome and thanks very much for your time. Do you have any idea why the South African Nursing Council has a number of years ago restricted the number of people that can be trained by the private sector?
Thank you, John. Let me first start with explaining the changes in nursing education.
Right.
So traditionally, nursing education existed, although it was post-school education, but it existed outside higher education. So in 2020, January, we moved nursing education into the higher education stream. Now, traditionally, only the Nursing Council had to accredit, looking at the standards and quality of the contents of training a nurse. And that is to protect the population against nurses who wouldn't do their best nursing care.
Yes.
So Nursing Council would do it. Since we now move to higher education, there's a second quality council that need to accredit all programs. That is the Council on Higher Education. So yes, definitely the process is taking a little bit longer to get colleges accredited in order to train nurses, but for sure it's about standards in training.
I can understand the standards need to be maintained, but the urgency is evident for everyone, whether we're having a COVID-19 pandemic or not. How many private healthcare sector providers of nursing training have applied to have their programs accredited, and how many have successfully gone through the program?
John, I'm not exactly sure how many applied, because in terms of the regulations of the Nursing Act, private nursing colleges need to apply directly and submit their curriculums to the Nursing Council and thereafter to the Council on Higher Education.
Yes.
But what I can tell you, I've got a table in front of me that explains that in most of our provinces, we've got 1 to 3 universities, 1 public nursing colleges, and 1 to 3, with some provinces having more private institutions accredited to train nurses. Now, we also train nurses on different levels, and I think that's also important.
Sorry, Dr. Maria, I do need to come in there because I appreciate hearing about these different kinds of training, but I do want to come back to the core point. You say that you can't tell us how many private sector providers have applied, so we've got no information there or any sense at all as to whether there's a blockage in that system, as the health, as groups like Netcare are saying there is. You're also saying that there are many other options. So let me ask this question. What is our current shortage of nurses in the country, and has it increased or decreased over the last 3 years?
We together, National Department of Health, together with Hospital Association, did a study last year.
Right.
Though we were limited with the information that we could get. So we're currently doing studies to see exactly how many nurses for specialties we need. We don't need so much junior nurses, assistant nurses with a one-year program. We need professional nurses. I mean, nurses with a specialty qualification like theatre nursing, intensive care nursing, psychiatric nursing, etc.
So I'm reading again from Tamar Khan's story, and I'll read this number to you, and then you can perhaps give me an explanation of it, if indeed the facts are correct. She says the Health Department's Human Resources Strategy for 2030 projects that by 2025, there will be a shortage of 34,000 registered nurses in primary health care alone, while the Hospital Association of South Africa estimates the nursing gap at between 21,000 and 61,000. Everything in that, in what I've just read, Dr. Marais, suggests that there's a widespread shortage. And while your point, I'm sure, is well made in regard to the need for specialist nurses, it sounds like the shortages are everywhere, at every level.
No, there was an overproduction of nurses, and a study was done in 2015 that indicated that there was an overproduction of junior nurses.
Okay.
And we actually need more specialist nurses.
Okay, so this human resources strategy for 2013 that she's quoting, she's either they've got it wrong or she's misunderstood it.
Yeah. No, the human resource strategy has it definitely right, and we're currently training 8,000 nurses per year, but we've been scaling that up with more or less 3,000 in the last year. So definitely with accreditation by both councils, we are training more every year and we will be training more in future.
Netcare is saying we used to qualify 500 nurses a year. Now if we do 80, it's a lot. If there's capacity, will, and presumably money in the private sector, why wouldn't we tap into it? Why are we trying to reduce that flow from the private sector, when clearly there must be benefits for the society if they do their bit?
Surely it would help, but Netcare and all the hospital association colleges would not train specialist nurses. They would only train up to the general nurses at this stage.
And you're saying there's no shortage of those?
There's no shortage of the junior nurses, as in nursing assistants.
Thanks very much, Dr. Kwebi Marais. Well, I mean, if you are a nurse or involved in healthcare, the picture, according to Dr. Marais, is that we're well covered for junior nurses and general nurses. Specialists is where there is a shortage. We will get the South African Nursing Council on at some point this week and get them to set out their stall in this particular debate. Dr. Marais is Director for Nursing Education and Training at the National Department of Health.